October 1st is a big deadline for state agencies. That's when they must turn in their budget requests for the upcoming fiscal year. Now, after years of observing that process, I've seen something different this year. That after several years of back-to-back budget cuts, this may be make-or-break time for some agencies. I've been around the Capitol long enough to know that agency heads can be very passionate, maybe even a bit creative, in making their funding pitch each year, and there is only so much money to go around. But from listening to some agency officials in recent weeks, I've sensed a new level of concern that more funding reductions may cut into the muscle of state programs and functions and agencies' ability to carry them out. One of the more troubling things I saw recently was a survey by the State School Boards Association in which school districts reported more than 800 teacher vacancies as they head into the school year. More than half of districts with vacant slots have sought emergency certifications of instructors. Total certifications and pending requests for just the past 2 months are on track to eclipse the number granted during the entire previous academic year. About half of districts reported that they'll use substitutes to fill some open positions. The District Attorney's Council revealed last week that a child protection program is out of funds and will stop providing services by the end of the year. It provides evaluations, treatment, and testimony in child abuse cases. Its loss is also expected to affect medical consultation services previously available to child abuse teams. Most recently, it was kept afloat with money from the University Hospitals Authority and Department of Human Services. The council supports the program and plans to advocate for its continuation, but as one official said, child abuse programs are not a moneymaker, adding that the issue fell through the cracks in dealings with the legislature. That concern was echoed late last week as an agency with a different mission, the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission, discussed its own budget issues. That agency actually is a moneymaker, with its roughly $2 million in funding to regulate racing and gaming, bringing in more than $20 million into state coffers. The small agency that regulates pari-mutuel horse racing and gaming at racetracks has lost more than $711,000 in funding since 2008, and could face a shortfall of $115,000 for the current fiscal year. Its draft budget summary includes a potential request for supplemental funding for this year. The situation has become so critical, officials say, that the Racing Commission is almost to the point that it can't conduct the regulatory actions it's mandated to do by state law. Required staffing is a major issue. If racing stewards must be furloughed due to lack of funds, the races they're required to monitor cannot be held. Officials expressed a sense of frustration from their dealings with the legislative process, saying that their pleas fall on deaf ears. But as one put it, this may be the year somebody's going to have to listen to us, which may mean next session's budget negotiations could be even more painful and vocal than usual. I'm Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.